Alarming, but expected. That's been the reaction to results that show two-thirds of students around the state fail to meet new proficiency standards from this year's AZ Merit exams. Patricia Tate is supervisor of Phoenix's Osborne School District. She spoke before the SBE, urging them to certify the results.
If we want our students to be globally competitive and for Arizona to be the best place to live and do business, then we should embrace these results and take action to make education a top priority in our state.
Board member Roger Jacks ultimately agreed, but not before reminding attendees of the other major issues facing Arizona educators.
The standards definitely are a step, but other things that are affecting schools out there are the recruiting and retention of teachers, which is huge, that we need to solve, and funding for education. The funding for education, there are those things that need to be.
In the end, the State Board of Ed unanimously approved adopting the new stricter standards, meaning officially now that 67% of the state's public school students failed to meet the AZ Merits mark. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News, Phoenix.